we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
Look at somebody and say, two masters. Amen. And as we get closer to the end, I'm going to be doing more of these messages. I do these kind of messages because I don't want you to miss God. These are our gospel artists that are a part of these organizations. They're doing the signage and all of that. And the reason the Lord spoke to me and told me, the reason that they are pledging, some of them 50 pledge. Now, how you going over at 50? What have you been doing for 49 years? But they're becoming, because the fraternities and sororities are suffering so much, one, because college attendance is low. Negro attendance is even lower. Now, I'm serious, especially for fraternities. Ain't many brothers, you know, so they need members. Why do they need members?
Money.
The love of money is what?
Root of all
evil. There's a reason why I said you can't serve God and the God of money. Because it's the money that motivates them. So they want to get famous people, gospels, artists, actors, whatever, to push their agenda to make people that are under them or influenced by them pledge. Now, how are you a gospel artist working for God influencing people to pledge to a false god? Who does that make sense to in here? What does God think? If you have pledged to another god, you have no blood atonement for your sins. I'm going to say that again. If you have pledged to another god, a Greek god is another god. Is a Greek god another god?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if you've pledged to another god, you have no blood atonement for your sins. Only the blood of Jesus. Look at somebody say, only the blood of Jesus. Pays the penalty of your sins. Other gods cannot. Apollo did not die for your sins. Amen. Zeus did not give his son to die. Zeus was busy flying around, sleeping with mortal women, creating demigods. He said he's a fornicator. Oh, fornicating God. Yeah, that's what he was busy doing. Other gods cannot. So it is impossible, listen, y'all, to be born again and pledge to or be in allegiance with a false god. That's okay. I'm glad I don't preach for hand claps. This might be too heavy for somebody because you, them letters, man, you waited your whole life to get them letters. You wanted to be amongst them. So much so that you didn't pay attention to anything you said to get in. Or anything you did to get in. And if you a real man, you know some of that stuff was suspect. I think they just created this to get up on me. Those lion stepping and hunched up, spooning with the canes. Didn't have nothing to do with stepping. Let's just crouch together and spoon in a line with Timberlands on. Yeah, the pass the egg contest. They crack an egg in one of their mouths. He got to get up, put the egg in the next one's mouth. Then he get up and they just keep spitting the egg in each other's mouth till they get to the end. Then the one at the end got to swallow it. Wait! Big brother, I got a question. Who invented this? Who founded this part? Why I got to do that? And why do you want to see me do it? What's wrong with you? It's impossible to be born again, y'all, and do that junk.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6 and 24. No man can serve what?
Two masters.
No man can serve what?
Two masters.
How many men can serve two masters? So what is he talking about here? What is two masters? Is a God a master? 100%. Is God your master?
Yes, sir.
So if God is a master, and Zeus, Apollo, and Athena, and Minerva, and all of them, if they're masters, then what are you doing? The Bible said you can't be under two. Isn't serving someone being under them? So if you can't be two, I mean, if you can't serve two, then what are you doing? It says, not only can you not serve two, but the reason you can't serve two is because if you have two, you got to pick. All the scripture is saying this. If there's two, you got to make a choice. He's saying it right here. You're going to either hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold to the one and do what? Yeah. That means that you can't be in allegiance with both of them. One of them you have to despise. And which one is it that you despise? The invisible one that's up above, or the one that got you where you needed to go? The one that opened up doors, got you the job and the finances you was looking for? Or the one you really don't know that well, because if you did, you wouldn't have needed the other one. I'm preaching in here, and that's okay. That's okay. I've been walking heavy. That's okay. Y'all remember this? This is the altar of Zeus, or the seat of Satan, in Pergamum. When Jesus addressed the church at Pergamum, he told the church there, I know, I've watched y'all, and I know y'all are there where the seat of Satan is. That seat of Satan is this, the altar of Zeus. This is where Zeus was to come down and visit the mortals. He would come, so people would sacrifice kids and sacrifice things and lay them on these steps, awaiting Zeus's arrival in Pergamum. Zeus, according to Jesus, is Satan. Jesus straight up called him Satan. He said, that ain't no altar of Zeus. And the reason why would Jesus respect an altar of a false god? Jesus said, I ain't calling it that. That's a seat. And it's Satan's seat. He said, I know you there where Satan's seat is. Hitler looked at this and wanted it, so he excavated it. And right now, this picture of it is actually in Berlin, in the museum in Berlin. Well, when Obama was going for the Democratic nomination to run for president, he wanted to do his speech on it. And he actually tried to get them to move it. And they said, I look in the mirror, bro. You ain't got that kind of power in Germany, bro. And so he didn't get to move it, so he had them make a replica of it because he felt like he was the one. Who is the one? The son of Zeus. Apollo. The same Apollo that's in Revelations known as Apollyon. The destroyer. So he wanted to, and I mean, as soon as he got in office, he became the destroyer, didn't he? Destroyed everything moral. Black folks still don't know why they like him. They got his shirt and everything. Can't tell you one thing he did for them. Yes, yeah, amen, amen. And that ain't even getting political. That's just spirit of dumb. Like, you should know why you're wearing his shirt. But this is him. This is the seat of Satan or the altar of Zeus, and he did his whole speech on that thing. Look at somebody say, Zeus is a false god. Zeus is a false god. All the Greek gods from Olympus are demons, according to Paul. If Zeus is a false god and Jesus called him Satan, then all his family are devils. Amen. His wife Hera, his son Apollo, they all devils if he's Satan. Minerva, Athena, every last one of them that got pledged to during the pledging, you pledged to a devil. When you pledge to one of them, you are pledging to a deity that is submitted under Zeus. In Pergamum, Christ referred to that altar of Zeus as the seat of Satan. When you are pledged in the Greek orgs, Masonic lodges, Eastern Star. Folk don't like to talk about the Eastern Star, because there's a lot of female evangelists in the church pledged to that wickedness. They might as well take a big pot with them when they go preach and stir it before the sermon. Because if you're in the Eastern Star, you are a whole witch. Amen. The Eastern Star is the symbol of Baphomet. That's your logo. It's the female Masons. So when you pledge in all these Eastern Star, Secret Society, etc., you are aligned with the gods that control them. You cannot be at their altar or table and the altar or table at Christ at the same time. You can't be at Christ's table and their table at the same time. You can't drink out of different cups. We got to drink out of Jesus' cup. Only. How many of you know he's the only way? How many of you know he should be the only way, because he's all you need? Look at somebody and say, he's all I need. What I need another for? Why wouldn't he be the only way? Revelations 2 and 12 and 13 says, and to the angel of the church at Pergamos, write this. These things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. This, that, y'all know that's Jesus. Yes. He said, I know thy works and where you live. Even where Satan, not Zeus, Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hath not denied my faith. Even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where what? Satan dwelleth. So he done called Zeus out twice, and both times he called him Satan. Yes, sir. Yes. First Corinthians 10 and 20 says, but I say that the things with the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to what?
Devils.
And not to God. So he's calling here false gods that are not God what? Man, this is plain as devils. And I would not that you should have fellowship with what?
Devils.
Now, I want you throwing a cane and twirling a cane with devils. Won't you stomping and stepping with devils?
Amen.
You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of what? You can't. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of what? What is he talking about here? He's talking about the people that worship Diana and the false gods, the Greek gods. He's talking directly to Greek god worshipers. And he said, you can't do both. You can't be in both. You got to pick one, because you can't serve two masters. Amen. Amen. That was somebody this morning. Oh, money. Money cometh to me. You got to speak to the money. Cometh to me. Boy, that's foolishness. Why would I talk to money and my God has all access to money? Why not just talk to God? Talking to no pagan money. There's only one way to God, which is through the blood of what? Jesus Christ. He is what? The only way. Look at somebody and say, the only way. Acts 4 and 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. Look at somebody and say, Jesus is it. Man, if you don't have Jesus, boy, or if you have Jesus and something else, ooh. You must be saved by Christ's blood. But his blood goes with God. Any other God nullifies this because you would need their atonement to pay for your sins. When you add another God, you need their atonement. And Jesus is the only one that died. And he's the only one that died worthy to pay our sins. John 14 and 6, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. How many men? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is absolutely no way to serve two gods. The mere fact that there are two gods in your life is polytheism. And you can't be in Christ if you're polytheistic. Polytheism means you worship more than one God. So if you pledged in any sorority fraternity, if you pledged in Freemasonry or Eastern Star, any of that, you brought another God in, and now you're polytheistic. And when you stand before God, he going to ask you about that other God. He going to be like, what you need them for? Depart from me. No, I'm serious. It's okay. This is a hardcore gospel. Matthew 6 and 24. No man can serve two masters. He's going to hate the one, love the other, hold to the one, or despise the other. So many preachers, performers, entertainers, etc. are preaching the gospel attached to false gods. Now you're preaching about the true and living God while you're attached to false gods. They preach the gospel of Jesus being enough to save them, but he is obviously not enough for them. If he's enough to save you, he's not enough to open doors for you. You got to link up with some brotherhood to get where you're trying to go. So is God really enough? First John 2 and 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, what? Now, if the love of the Father is not in you, where are you going when you die? If you stand before God, he's looking for love. He's looking for love. And if you don't love him, when you stand before him, what you gonna tell him? That you love the world more? Send me back to the world. I'd rather be in the world than heaven. Look at somebody and say, I don't love this world. This world is not my home. They prove it to me every time I turn on the news. I don't know what's going on around here. This, I'm getting up out of here. This ain't my home. I'm not comfortable here. You know, if you're comfortable here, you're carnal here. A comfortable Christian is a carnal Christian. I'm not comfortable here. I'm uncomfortable. When I go places, I'm just uncomfortable with the stuff people do and the way folks think. That makes me uncomfortable. They crazy. I'm uncomfortable at Whole Foods.
walking around and the crazy witchy vegans is in there making my skin crawl. Boy, if you don't go to that meat section and get some meat, basket full of sprouts and mushrooms. Oh, I don't eat meat. Well, you know, the Bible said that y'all would stop eating meat. Then it said they would command people to stop. And that's exactly what old wicked Bill Gates is up to right now. 3D printing meat. We need no meat out of no printer. In my Bible, they killed a fatted calf. Butchered him up, cut him up. Ribeye and leave the bone in it. Now the Cleveland, leave the bone in that ribeye. What we talking about? Vegan over there looking all fresh. Boy, you better eat some. Where is Eddie? I heard him. He's not even in the room. He just heard that ribeye and I beat. Yeah, amen. And you know, vegetarian, let me say this. If you're vegetarian, you're going to do vegetables for a little while, that's fine. Don't call yourself a vegan. Vegan is from Wicca. That's witchcraft. They're tree huggers. They don't believe you should eat anything with a face. I love things with a face. That's the best thing to eat. Leave the face on there and I will still eat it. Amen. Most of them pledge, talking about these famous preachers and performers and different ones, they pledge or make alliances with false gods for fame and fortune. Now, if EX Ministries hadn't taught you anything, all this junk that's coming out now, please, we've been there. Haven't we been talking about this? Yeah. Hey man, the first truth behind hip hop when I had the wide leg pants on and the hair. That was 98. I was telling folks about this. All the stuff you gotta do to be famous in this country, and that's all coming out. With Epstein Island and Diddy and all that, and everybody is seeing, and you know, and this is what makes me mad. God calls preachers to preach it, but everybody want to go hear Nicki Minaj say it. Oh, she coming against the industry. What? She's in the industry. Yeah, but she's saying that she had to do that. Her songs are filthy. Tell her to quit promoting your album. She shut her Instagram down. Yeah, but on her Twitter, she's still promoting her nasty album. Renounce all of what you did while you was in the industry, and then maybe we can talk. Because I had to turn it down. But they make pledges or alliances to false gods to get famous. That's the currency. That's the currency. To get famous. To get famous, you need a blood sacrifice. To please the devil. The devil wants to be like God, so he makes you perform some kind of blood ritual to get in. If you want to be real famous, you got to do other stuff. Yeah. Trafficking little kids. Little kids are the currency on that level. Let's see, who told you that? It's around 2009, I think. Part 5 of The Truth Behind Hip Hop. I told y'all in Aleister Crowley's book. Yeah, it's all coming out. Most of them pledge or make alliances with false gods for fame and fortune. It opens doors and gets them on various platforms. But isn't this the same offer that Satan tried to offer Jesus? The same thing. Luke 4 says, the devil taking Jesus up into a high mountain showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. So Satan showing out. And the devil said unto Jesus,
all this power will I give thee. I'm not going to just give you the power, but I'm going to give you the glory. The glory of the power, meaning the audience, the people are going to love you and clap for you and buy your records. Give you all of that, all you got to do. Then he said, it was delivered unto me, meaning I'm the God of this world. God gave it to me. These are the devil's kingdoms. Devil said, all this power I'm going to give you, and then I'm going to give you the glory. Everybody going to glorify you. He said, because it's mine to give to whomsoever I will give it. Look at somebody and say,
we need this.
Every now and then, you know. I remember I was talking to John Ramirez a couple years ago. Y'all continue to pray for him. That's my man right there. But I was talking to him a couple years ago, and he was like, man, this stuff that you used to preach back in the day and different things. He's like, how often do you preach that stuff, like at the church? I said, well, I try not to even go back to that because, you know, I'm over here now. He said, man, you better keep preaching this stuff. He said, you got to challenge the devil like that. You can't ever assume people got it. You can't. The devil is using these preachers and gospel artists to lead their fans and followers astray. He wants their fans to defend their alliance with false gods. But this creates lukewarm believers that have no true alliance to Christ themselves. So fans have alliance to who they're following. Because a fan is a what? A true follower. Revelation 3:16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will what? You got that other God? You're getting spewed. 1 Kings tells us the story of this king, Jeroboam. And Jeroboam, after he was gifted, you know, when Solomon did all his wickedness, and I think Ahijah was the prophet that came to Jeroboam. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's who it was. And he came to him and basically took his coat and tore it into 11 pieces and said, you're going to be king over all 11 tribes. And I'm going to save one, which is Judah, because of David. And of course, we know that Judah, the tribe of Judah, is where Jesus came from. So he's really preserving that. But he tore it up. And so Jeroboam became king. But the Bible said he was scared of Solomon. So he left Jerusalem and went and hid in Egypt. He went and hid until Solomon died. Then he came back, claimed the throne. But he took the throne of the 11 tribes, and Rehoboam, which was Solomon's son, still was king of Judah. Right? Now this man got 11 tribes. Rehoboam only has one. And yet he was still worried about that one. So the Bible tells us this story, said he was thinking, like, if the people go and worship in Jerusalem, they're going to eventually fall in love with Rehoboam, and then they're going to kill me, and then I won't have anything. So here's what I'll do. And the Bible says in 1 Kings 12:28, whereupon the king Jeroboam took counsel and made 2 calves of gold and said unto the people, it is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now this is wild. He made 2 gods of gold, and they happened to be calves, just like in Exodus. And he set one in Bethel, and he put one in Dan. So he's trying to keep people from getting to the real God. To even get there, you got to pass these other gods. I'm going somewhere with this. And this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even unto Dan. And then this is where he really messed up, Elder. Bible said he made a house of high places and made priests of the lowest of people. He He's not ordaining just anybody, giving anybody license to preach. People that were not the sons of Levi, people that were not a part of the priesthood, became preachers. Yeah. That's him. The sin of Jeroboam was that he built an altar for Baal to keep the people from going to worship the true and living God. He had them worshiping a false God, even though they all believed they were God's chosen people. What? Yes. Just like your gospel artists. It's like your famous people. They got you worshiping with them, but they are attached to a false God. He also made priests of people that God did not designate to be priests. This would give those that he called license to further indoctrinate the people to receive God and Baal. How many of you know there's no such thing as God and Baal? Jeroboam was called by God and given 11 tribes to lord over. But his own flesh got in the way and made him fearful that he would not get the reverence that he deserved. So he led the people into false God worship because he himself was not right with God. Today, so many preachers, pastors, gospel entertainers, etc., are using their platforms to indoctrinate people to claim Christ while accepting false gods into their lives. Through pledging, contractual agreements, worldly accolades, they are causing people to be desensitized to what false God worship really is. Amen. Summary! Y'all enjoyed this? I know I did. You can only serve one God at a time. There's no way, according to scripture, that you can pledge or be in allegiance with the false God and the true God simultaneously. Look at somebody and say, the Bible is clear. You will love one and hate the other. So let's see what it means to love the false God and hate the true God. If you align yourself with the false God for personal accomplishments or achievements, then who gets the credit?
Let me see you rip for Alfred.
Who gets the credit? Who gets the credit? Now, listen to this. Are you crediting Christ for leading you to a false God to align with? Did Jesus open the door for you to go to a devil for what you've received? You pledged a sign with the devil to do a work for the Lord? Does this even make sense? If you love Jesus more, you would trust him and not need to pledge your allegiance to his enemies. You gonna pledge your allegiance to his enemy? When you stand before God on judgment day, will you thank him for the opportunity? You gonna stand before God, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to play, promote, support, and strengthen the devil's kingdom. With the abilities he gave you. He gave you those abilities. You went and used them for the world. And you're going to stand before God and thank him for opening the door to darkness for me? Thank you. I was able to work with all your enemies. I was able to work for all those that promoted everything you were against. I appreciate you, Lord, for opening those dungeon doors. Can I keep going? If you feel you have to curse, be worldly, and listen to worldly music, and live worldly in front of others to prove you are cool, hip, or modern, then you love the world more than Christ.
I'm not him. Right. I love God. I live in a body that ain't his yet until he cracks the sky and make me more like him. Mm-hmm. Until then, I live in this broken house, and I live in a world where things are going to be funny. I'm going to stub my toe, and I'm not going to speak a tongue in the middle of the night. I'm going to cuss. Mm-hmm. Right. You know what I'm saying? You push me too hard, it's going to be hands. You know, mm-hmm. I am not perfect person, and so when something's funny and it's good and funny, I want to laugh.
How did you stop yourself from laughing? Because he kept going, and you know Kevin's going to keep going until he gets, and you was holding that laughing.
So you get on a show like this with sinners. Is the light of God shining? Or the light of the angel of light? Bible said, don't think it's strange that the devil can transform himself into an angel of light. Then it says he can also transform his ministers into ministers of righteousness. So are you doing this to reach people or to fit in? Now, I'm not going to be 60 trying to fit in. Amen. Like, I'm 56. You need to be trying to fit into me. When I come around, things ought to change. I'm not changing for you at this age. I've already been through them years. Trying to fit in, I'll just go home. Amen. If I see everybody drinking and smoking and cussing, I'm not going to be there. See y'all. Where you going? Away from you. So don't do none of that stuff. And I don't need you to respect me and not do it in front of me. I'll just leave. I don't need your company at all. Look, somebody don't even want to clap at that. You at the juke joint hoping they respect you. You in there too. The Bible never said the wise man winneth the soul, and it is not wise to appear dark to reach people in darkness. He that winneth souls is wise, is what the Bible states. If you cannot stand up for Christ before others, then you have proven which God you love. Can I keep going? I got a couple of more. If you are mixing the sacred and secular in any way, then it's the secular you prefer.
Amen. The truth of the matter is, gospel people have to listen to other genres to get inspiration. So don't judge us when our anointing leads us to other things. Sometimes God's got to trust us on the other side, because y'all won't come out of that religious position, and he sends the creatives to find out what's going on in the land. That's why sometimes during the offering, you hear songs like, it's our anniversary. Because the anointing was playing it all the time. We judge too quick. Don't do enough research. We listen too fast, and we have not fasted. So musicians, I pray, you're not gonna get bitter.
I don't receive that prayer. That's a witchcraft prayer. You keep that witchcraft there. Yeah, that's... It's March 1st. Amen. Y'all pray for her. Pray for her. Most gospel music makers today have to mix secular music with what they do, or even perform with secular lawless artists, but say they are Christians. However, the very reason you feel you can take your gift from God and offer it to Baal for money, but stay true to God, is the same sin of Jeroboam. It just can't be done. Look at somebody and say, it can't be done. If you out there, I'm speaking to any musician that's watching it. If you out there playing for folks that's doing these rituals and junk behind the stage and have done these rituals for fame and singing all this nasty, cussing, sexual, explicit stuff, and you are a, you coming in the church on Sunday to play for the church, you Jeroboam. Because if you truly love Christ more, you would refuse to play, mix, or perform anything that comes from the enemy. Chords are amoral. We know that. It's just music. It's amoral. But frequency intent is everything. It's how you aim them chords. Yeah, just like David was able to play away an evil spirit without saying a word. David didn't have to sing at all. He was a man after God's own heart, so his heart aimed the frequencies and the intent of the frequencies and chased out the evil spirit. Just like David was able to play away evil spirit, you are able to play one in if you are aligned with darkness. What am I supposed to listen to when I'm with my woman? Would you? Listen to the ocean. Put the ocean record on. Just, why you gotta have some old ratchet music playing? Can I keep preaching? I think I'm preaching. Are you willing to die for Christ?
Amen.
Yeah. Are you really willing to die for Christ? If you love him more than Baal, then you will, right? Right?
But I'm the 12, God.
You're too old. Just too old.
And I'll be saved, dog.
Just too old.
Can't wait to claim, dog. Cause I'll be singing, dog. And I'll be preaching, dog. I might be reaching, dog. Everything is working.
Took the clergy collar off and put a dog collar on. A dog collar. If you love him more than Baal, then you'll die for him. But dying daily in Christ is the issue here. Are you willing to sacrifice the fame, the fortune, and the notoriety for Jesus? If you are aligned with the world and pledged to a false god, then you have chosen which one you would really die for. Because to die in the sin of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, proves who you love the most. Let me tell y'all something before I read the scripture. God showed me something. I was like, Lord, the Epstein files is here. All the big time folks is in it. The P. Diddy and that junk is going on. And just seemed like everything is getting unearthed. Unearthed. Like we know it. We're knowing everything now. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I did that. I said, what? I mean, I didn't say what? No, I'm just, I don't do that. I'm not crazy. But I was like, what do you mean, Lord? And the Lord was like, I'm allowing everything to be unearthed and everything to come out. Everything I've had you preaching for all the years when folks didn't believe you, everything I had you preaching when folks thought you was crazy, all that stuff you used to have to dig up and bring up and find and hunt and research, all of it's just going to be just right here. He said, I'm doing that because everyone now has to make a decision. Which side are you on? That's it. It's a wrap. It's over. No more hiding in the shadows. You're going to choose which God you serve in. You're going to choose who you belong to. Because now nothing's hidden. So when you pledge now, now you know it's a false God. Now make a choice. When you sing that song and go to that concert and you know that person did a ritual with a small child for that fame, whose side are you on? You gonna support that? We used to sing a song, whose side are you leaning on?
Leaning on the Lord's side.
Amen. Look, somebody say, I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Matter of fact, I'm not even leaning. I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. I'm on the Lord's side and I'm not leaning on the other side. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. That means not everybody you think is saved is saved. Not everybody preaching the gospel that you, everybody ain't right. And I'm not talking about people that may have struggles, may have issues, may be trying to come out of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about folks that are aligned with the devil on purpose. Because they wanted a certain level of notoriety. Devil makes you pay for that. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that what? Doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name we cast out devils. And in thy name we done many wonderful works. So did Judas. He said, I'm going to profess unto them, not only are you not with me, but I never knew you. That means you entered in with your own motive, your own passion, your own desire for fame and fortune. He never knew you. Then he's going to tell you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Amen. Everyone stand to your feet. The thing about these pledges, the reason why you have to renounce them is because they go through bloodline. You do bloodline rituals to get in this kind of stuff. And it begins to, some of y'all are being affected by generations of stuff. Found out my grandfather was a Freemason years ago, and the Lord began to show me some things I had to do to break that, because some of that stuff came. Not that he did it for that reason. You know, there was a time when men would pledge in the Freemasonry just to get crops to work, you know, to get the best crops or to do, you know, certain things in the country, whatever. But man, when you do those rituals, they affect your seed, your bloodline. And so you got to make sure that this stuff is inoperable in your life. So if you want prayer for that, come on up just to renounce that. Whatever's happening, may be happening, came through the bloodline, came through a pledge of somebody else, whatever. Somebody may have offered your blood up. You have no idea. Just strange occurrences. Just keep happening stuff. Keep happening. Yeah. We're going to believe God for freedom today. Amen. Amen.
Freedom. 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 We're going to believe God for freedom. Yeah. Yeah. Perversive things, sexual perversion, those kind of things, they just get passed down through these lineages. Incubus, succubus, passed down through this. Those are demons coming to claim their territory. They really believe that because somebody pledged, you belong to them. They really believe that. And until you tell them that you don't, they're going to keep bothering you with it. These doors got to be closed. 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 These pledges got to be renounced. 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 Somebody somewhere in the family did something. I guarantee you, all these Negroes in here, somebody did something. You know, when we do it, we do something. We put something special on it. It just keeps going. Yeah, Willie Lynch curse, all of these things got you in the house as a woman, but you in control of everything and in charge and won't let go of the reins of the home because you're afraid you're gonna get hurt. That's Willie Lynch. That slavery came all the way down into your 2026 home. Stuff just keeps going until somebody stops it. Now, sickness is passed down just generation after generation. Same thing. Doctor come and ask you, say, man, did your mama have it? Did your grandmama have it? Did you, yeah, they all had it. But now somebody needs to break it. Somebody needs to stop it. Lord, for loving us so much that you'll continue to preach, teach, speak, open our eyes, turn lights on where the devil can't hide anymore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this level of love that you have for us, God. Thank you, Lord. We wouldn't dare connect ourselves to any other God. We don't want to have anything to do with anything that is not with you. So right now, God, we just renounce any association, any pledge, any honorary admission, anything that has anything to do with false God worship. Father God, we renounce it right now. Anything that was passed down through our bloodline, we sever it right now. Sever that tie. Anything that was passed down through our lineage, our heritage, anything we inherited from someone that pledged, God, we cancel it right now. We cast it down right now. We cast Baal down right now. Baal, every devil, the devil of Alpha Phi Alpha, Alpha Kappa Alpha, the devil Sigma Phi Beta, the devil Omega Psi Phi, the devil Iota, the devils that control them, we cast their hold down. They will not control our family. The witch over AKA, the witch over Delta Sigma Theta, those witches, God, we cancel their works right now. Zeta Phi Beta, we cancel it right now. Sigma Delta, we cancel it right now. Every Greek operative, every Greek devil, every Greek demon, we cancel their power right now. We can take perversion with you, take perversive thoughts with you, take uncontrollable acts with you, take those bad habits with you. We pronounce our freedom right now in the name of Jesus. We claim freedom.
freedom from every illicit spirit that has gone down the pathway of our bloodline. And we are free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So we claim our freedom right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus defeated every one of those Greek gods, took the power and made them all shame according to the Bible. Jesus has all power, and we operate in his power right now. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So come on, let's give God some praise for the freedom we've received in this place. Let's give him praise for the freedom we've received in this place. Freedom from the curse of Freemasonry. Freedom from the curse of Eastern Star. Freedom! 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 Freedom in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.